If you've watched my podcast, then you've seen, hopefully, an episode with Staff Sergeant Dustin Holcomb where we talk about how to relate to, understand, and communicate with our veteran population. And I want to apologize for not talking about veterans sooner, not being more informed sooner. It's a dereliction of my duty as a citizen. It's a dereliction of all of our duties. But I'm going to make up for that now. I'm going to make up for that by going on a fucking rant. Because let me be clear. I've read the headlines. We've all read the headlines around how screwed up the VA is, how screwed up our veterans' efforts are, how messed up all of this is. But I truly had no idea of the profound failure of this country to embrace and support and be there for its veterans. You see, I have been on a listening tour. About every other Friday, I meet with a group of veterans over Zoom and talk to them, and I really want to understand where they're coming from, not just because it's touching and moving and compelling, and it's one of the most impactful things I have ever done in my life in listening to these incredible individuals, but because it is my responsibility as a citizen who benefits from their service. And you know the things that I have learned from them and then verified by research, looking at federal programs, looking at state programs, looking at city programs, it's abominable. And I'm just going to share a couple with you for an illustrative point of view. The Los Angeles city government created a Department of Veteran Affairs in 2013 and didn't hire a director to work there for 4 years. It was a publicity stunt. Are you kidding me? Like, why? We functionally say we have programs in LA for veterans, and we don't have any city programs really to make up the gap. And we don't have any state programs, the federal programs, like they all exist, GI Bill and that sort of thing, but they are virtually unnavigable. We actually don't have anyone when veterans come back from serving abroad or anywhere in our military, if they've been on a battlefield getting blown up and they come back and they are understandably concerned and questioning what to do and how to do it and how to reenter life, we have no functional support for them. Meaning there are programs that they can elect to participate in. They might get a VA appointment and they might have someone show up for it, but we don't actually meet them where they are. We ask them to keep doing the work. They've been doing the work to preserve our freedom for years, and we ask them to keep doing the work when we should be meeting them, helping them, guiding them. They don't want a handout. They want answers. They want a helping hand. They want to be empowered to lead positive, productive, helpful lives where they feel like they belong. And we aren't doing that. We confound them with a bunch of unnavigable programs at its best. And at its worst, we are immoral and unethical when it comes to them. Do you know there is a home for deported veterans in Mexico? Veterans who, for one reason or another, who have served their country that we decided rather than support, rather than help them through a troubling time, through whatever they're going through, we would simply deport them. Do you know that the Border and Customs Service will actually schedule in-person immigration appointments for veterans while they're serving abroad and refuse to reschedule them? Do you know that we don't allow them to sign forms remotely? They have to abide by the same restrictions of in-person meetings and in-person form signing when they're serving in a foreign country under our flag. I didn't know all of these things, and I didn't know about 500 other things that I've learned. And yes, each one of them is anecdotal, and each one of them is a big fucking problem. But the biggest problem is that we as a society spend years training these people to be weapons on our behalf, to protect us, to spread Pax Americana. And we can get into the questions in the military-industrial complex another time, but these people did not create the military-industrial complex. They did not create the military. They have volunteered to serve on our behalf at their country's request. The policies that come out of Washington or anywhere else, be damned, these people are being patriotic. And when they come home, after we've trained them for years to be weapons and instruments of our military, we do nothing to untrain them. And we do almost nothing to support them. We leave them to fend for themselves, to twist in the wind, to try to patch some semblance of support among federal programs that are inexplicable even to experts with PhDs. We leave them on their own. I wasn't aware of how profound our failures were towards the veteran community. I am becoming aware and learning more every week. And I apologize for not knowing. And I have a commitment that I will not only learn more each week, but I will do more. And I will never stop sharing and talking about our failures until they are no longer failures. Until we can welcome and give veterans the opportunity to live warm, welcoming lives as part of our society when they come home. I'm sorry, and I commit to that moving forward. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in to The World According to Craig, where I believe that everyone has a story not only that could inspire us or that we want to hear, that we can learn from. And when we learn from each other, we do a lot better. So tune in every week. I know I'll be here.